Today's Shi'ez Masechta Zochim Tav Tzadik. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara, Amar Avina Bashela Amura Kachin Kalim. The parts of the Kachin Kalim that after we do the Shechit of the Kachin Kalim are the parts that are burnt on the Mizbeach. Shiyotsu, that were taken out of the Azara of Fnei Zrikastam before the Zrikastam took place. Psulim, those emurim are puzzle and cannot be put on the Mizbeach anymore. And as Rashi explains, what the Gemara is actually trying to teach us here is that even though, as we've discussed in previous shiurim, these emurim are not really subject to Mi'ilah, because we're speaking about Kachim Kalim, and we know that there's no Mi'ilah by Kachim Kalim until the Zrik Saddam takes place. And then the Amrim, which are designated to be burnt on the Mizbeach, they become the Lachmesh Mizbeach, and they are subject to Mi'ilah. So, because at that point, since they're designated for the Mizbeach, that's when they become Kachim. Prior to this, they had not been considered Kachim. And since they had not been prior to this Kachim, the halacha is they're not subject to Mila. So we would think that the halacha is regarding that you taking out of the Azara, the same halacha would apply, and therefore they should not be pasul. The halacha teaches us, Ravina Bashela, it doesn't make a difference. If they were taken out of the Azara, they are pasul. Vatanatuna, and says the Gemara, what we learn in the following Braisa supports what we just learned. The Braisa teaches us Hamaisa Kaidim La'ifis, as we discussed in our previous year, Maiser takes precedent over Ifis, Beneshu Zavach, because it's a Zavach, V'yeshna Kachin, Kachin Daimah V'murav. The Domim and the Emurim could be Kachim Kachim, says the Gemara. Bishlama, so ask the Gemara, when we compare Maisa Behemoth to Ifis, we could understand that why Amrim are mentioned. Because Amrim less than by Ifis. By a carbon Ife, there aren't a concept, there isn't Amrim that are brought on the Mizbeach. But ask the Gemara, Dam Yisa, there's Dam by both types of Kabbanis. So ask the Gemara, if there's Dam by both types of Kabbanis, why is the Maiser considered more significant? Why is the Maiser, asked the Gemara, considered more significant? El Alav Kamashmalan. What must the Braisa be coming to teach us, says the Gemara, with the word Domai? The Emurim Kedomai. That we treat the Emurim as we treat the Dam. Ma Domai. Just like when we speak about the Dam, Lifnei Zrika, that when we say there's Dam, it's Kachay Kachim. The Dam is Kachi Kachim already from before the Zrikas Hadam. Af Emrim, so too when we speak about the Emrim, Kainim Zrika. It's speaking about the Emrim even before the Zrika. The Kakarale, and what are they being called in this price? A Kachi Kachim. So we see that the Dam and the Emrim, at every point the Emrim, are considered Kachi Kachim. Furthermore, says the Gemara, when we speak about the dam, nisul b'yotzi, the halacha is that the dam becomes posel when it's taken out of the azara. And the halacha that it's posel when it's taken out of the azara is even before the zrikas adam. So too will be the halacha by the emrim, nisul b'yotzi, they become posel even before the Zrikas, even if they're taken out of the Azara, even before the Zrikas Adam, they become disqualified as Bejoitse, as being taken out of the Azara. Says the word name of Messiah, there is another Raya. We find Basar Kachim Kalim. The Basar of the Kachim Kalim, which when we speak about the Basar of the Kachim Kalim, what that means is that the Basar of the Kachim Kalim that is shiyotza, that was taken out of the Azara It was taken on the Zara lefnei Zrika Stam, before the Zrika Stam took place. Rav Yochanan Amar Kosher, the halacha is that that basar is kosher and it may be eaten. Mishlokesh Amar Pasar, Mishlokesh says it's pasal. Rav Yochanan Amar Kosher, and Gemara explains the basis for these opinions. Rav Yochanan Amar Kosher, Rav Yochanan says it's kosher, however, so for lotzeis. Since it's going to be taken ultimately out of the Azara, because the halacha is that the meat of Kachem Kalam may be eaten all of Yerushalayim, so taking it out of the Azara at that point is not going to be a problem. So even if it was taken out before Zrik Stam, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not considered Yoitza. Rish Lakish Amar Pasal. Shadayalag Yiz Man Lotzeis. Yes, of course, what we just said is very true, that the basar is going to ultimately be allowed to be taken out of the Azara. It will be taken out of the Azara. The owners can't eat it in the Azara. But that point has not come. Says the Gemara, Atkan Lepligi. So suggest the Gemara, where do we have this Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? Ela B'basar. Regarding the basar, if the basar was taken out before Zrik Stam, how does the halacha treat that basar? Ava B'Emrim, when we speak about the Emrim, Loi. Everybody will agree that if the Emrim were taken out of the Azara before Zrik Saddam, the apostle. Because what was the whole basis for Rabbi Yochanan's position? Hoil v'soifim lotzeis. They're ultimately going to be taken out. This Emrim are not pots that will ultimately be taken out. The Emrim are going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. And says the Gemara that this is not a raya. Because says the Gemara, who are din the Emrim nami pligi? They're actually arguing regarding the Emrim as well. And Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that they're not, that the Emrim that were taken out are not possible, because going back to what we discussed at the beginning of the shiur, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that only when they become kachi kachim, only when the Emrim become kachi kachim, which is after the Zrikas Dam, is there a problem of Yoitze. And therefore, since here there was no Zrik Saddam yet, there is no problem of Yoitzi. So if that's the case, why don't we have the Machloikas stated by the Emrim? The Gemara wants to teach us how far Rish Lakish takes his opinion. The Fila Basar, certainly the Emrim, which is not something that's ultimately going to be taken out. But even the Basar, which is something the Seifa Lotzeis, ultimately will be taken out of the Azara. Omar Rish Lakish says that Vadayin Lagiz Mana Lotzeis, since it was taken out before the time that it should be, before the Zrik Saddam, so it's possible. And certainly the Morim, which are never a Seifa Lotzeis, which will never be taken out of the Azara, the halacha is that they are possible. So suggest the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi. The Gemara wants to say that this question that we began our shiur with today, with Ravina Bashela, is actually connected to Machlokes Tanoim. As we just mentioned at the beginning of our shiur today, there is a mitzvah, there's an Isra Me'ila. And somebody that takes something that belongs to Hegdish and he benefits from it, he's Chayiv Malkus. And he also has to pay the value of what he, if it has to be a benefit of at least a pruta, and he has to give back to Hegdish Karen V'Asham, Karen V'Chaimish, and he has to bring a carbon, a Shami Ilus. The Kabanis that are burnt completely on the Mizbeach, so Kachim, a carbon oilam, from the moment you magdish them until the procedures involved in bringing those Kabanis are complete, are they subject to Me'ila? Kachim, that Lachatos Osham, which the meat is eaten by the Kahanim, there is an Issa Me'ila from when you magdish them until the Zrik Stam. After the Zrik Stam, the Emrim, which are going to the Mizbeach, are still subject to Me'ila. The Basar, which the Kohanim are going to eat, are no longer called Kachi Hashem, Kachi Kachim, and are not subject to Me'ila. Kachim Kalim, which we've been discussing primarily in our shiur, there is no Issa Me'ila until Zrik Stam on any part of the carbon, because they're not yet called Kachi Hashem, because the Kachim Kalim, and given that they're Kachim Kalim, they're owned together with the owner of the carbon. After Zrik Saddam, as we've been saying in our shir, the Amorim become Kachi Kachim, the Amorim become Kachi Hashem, and they are subject to Me'ilah. We begin with a Mishnah that discusses the Murim of Kachi Kalim that were taken out of these Azorah before Zerika. And now we're going to see, as we've been discussing in our shir, what is their halacha. And says the Mishnah, in Masech de Me'ilah, Davav Amad Beis, and Murim Kachi Kalim, the Murim of the Kachi Kalim, they were taken out of the Zorah before Zerika Stam. Rav Lazar Eima Alam Behem, there's no Me'ilah on them, because at this point, they're not yet Kachi Hashem. Zerika is what makes them Kachi Hashem, and Zerika has not taken place. Furthermore, Ve'en Chayav Alam Mishem Pigel, if these Emurim came from a carbon that's Pigel, is not, the person who eats from this carbon won't be chayiv for chorus for eating pigal. And there's no chiv of noiser. If you left over these emurim past the time that you're allowed to be mak of them, they know noiser, tamei. And if somebody ate these emurim while he's tamei, there's an isser, a serious isser of eating kutch and betoma, that isser will not apply either. Because all of the isurim, as we've been discussing, only kick in after the Zerikas Adam. And since there was no Zerikas Adam, all these psulim don't apply, Yoytse as well. Kiva, I'm in my Alam Behem. Rabbi Kiva says that they are subject to Mila. So suggest the Gemara. My laugh, what is the Machloikas? Behadar Adlina Pligi. The Machloikas here is that they took out the Emurim and then they brought him back in before the Zerikas Adam. So now, as Zerikas Adam is taking place, the question is, how are they treated? According to Rabbi Elazar, that they're not going to be considered like Amrim. And that is the basis of the Machloikas. But Pligi, the mass of Rabbi Elazar holds that once they were taken out of the Azorah, even though they were taken out of the Azorah before Zerikas Adam, they became disqualified. And the Zerika that's going to take place now will not be effective for them. A mass of awareness, the opinion of Rabbi Kiva is the Loimif Salibi Yotze, and therefore, if they are brought back into the Azora prior to Zerik Stam, they're not treated as if they ever left. Amara Papa. So it seems that this is the question that Ravina Bashel started our shir with. What is their status? How does the Halacha treat their status if they were taken out before Zerikas Adam? Where Rabbi Elazar holds, once they were taken out before Zerikas Adam, they become permanently disqualified. And Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Amra Papa says, it's not necessary to explain the Machlokes this way. Rather, but the Hadalina Kulam Alay Pligi, if they were brought back into the Azora before Zerikas Adam, everybody will agree that they're going to only become Kachi Hashem at this point, and they don't become Pasul B'yotze. Rather, B'hachab, the question here is B'dis Navroi Pligi. Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva is when they're outside the Azora as Zerikas Adam is taking place. Above Pligi, what is the basis of their Machlekes? The mass of Rabbi Elazar's opinion is the Zerikas Adam cannot affect Emurim that are outside the Azorah as Zerika is taking place. Umar Sava, Zerika Ma'elus L'yotze, that it could affect, to make them into Emurim, and therefore the halacha will be that it's not a problem, says the Gemara. So as long as they did not become possible with Yotze, because they were out only before, that's not an issue. Vara Papa Huda Omar asked the Gemara, Rav Kapa is the one that says just the opposite. Rav Papa says, regarding the Shtei Lechem that's brought on Shavuos, that with that we bring two Kifsei Atzeres for Kamen Shlomim, and the Halacha is that the Shtei Lechem become permissible to be eaten when we have Zerikas Adam on these two Kvasim. And there too we have a Machlokes of Elazar Rav Kiva, of the Shtei Lechem where removed from the Azara between the Shechita of the Kvasim and the Zrikas Dam of these Kvasim. And now the Kvasim became Pigel. Rabbi Eliezer says that the Shtei Lechem are not Pigel. And Rabbi Kiva says they are subject to Pigel. And says Rabbi Papa, but this Navroi, if they're outside the Azara, Kulalai Pligi, everybody will agree that the Zika is meaningless. But this not, but the Lord of Gavoy Pligi, the Machlaikis is only when they were brought back in, will the Zrika be effective for them? The Rebbe Eliezer will hold once they were taken out, they can never be effective. And therefore, this Shtei Lechem won't be Pigel. Rebbe Kiva holds that the Zrika does make them Kodesh Lashem, and they will be Pigel. But that's just the opposite of the way he explained here. Says the Gemara, the two cases are not the same. Hani Mili, where the Rebbe Papa say this, by Shtei Lechem, the Lav Gufi de Zivcha, they're not the actual carbon. Aval Emrim, we're speaking about an Aushi de Emrim, the Gufi de Zivcha, who they are actually the actual carbon. This Navroi Pligi, and the Machlokes is when the Murim were outside B'Shaz Rika. Rebbe Kiva says that even though they're outside, the Zrika makes them Kodesh Lashem, because they're part, they are the actual carbon, and Rebbe Eliezer disagrees. We learned further in the Mishnah, Oifis Kaidim of Menachas, Nei Shemine Domim. Oifis come before Menachas because the Oifis are blood versus Mincha that has no blood. Adraba says the more we can make a counter argument. Menachas, Kedemis, that the Menachas should come before Oifis. Sheken, Yeshnon, but Tzibur could be Yachid. You can have a Minchas Tzibur and a Minchas Yachid. The mincha that's brought on the second day of Pesach, the mincha Tzheimer, the Shtei Lechem that we just discussed, that's brought on Shavuos, are all mincha Tzibur. Oif is never brought as a carbon Tzibur, says the Gemara, Filo Hachi. So shouldn't that be a proof that the Oifus, shouldn't that be a proof that the Menacha should come before the Oifus? Says the Gemara, Filo Hachi, still, the fact that oifis are minei domim, the fact that it's something that it's put on the blood that's put on the mizbeach, that gives it precedence. We learned further in the Mishnah, Michas Chayta comes before Michas Nadava, because the Michas Chayta comes for an Avera. Adarabba asked him, when Michas Nadava kaidemis, why don't we say that the Michas Nadava comes first? Shekein tuna shemen alavaina. The Michas Nadava requires shemen alavaina. Whereas somebody who brings a Michas Chayta, we don't want it to be a nice carbon, so there's no Shemen Levina. Says the Gemara, Filachu, still, Minchas Chayta Abal Chayt, the Michas Chayta has come to be Mechaper in somebody's Aveira, the Mechaperis. A carbon, we had this concept many times, a carbon that affects a Kapara always comes first. Ibailu, Minchas Chayta, the woman who's a Saita that has to bring a Mincha Saita, or Michas Nadava, and there's a Michas Nadava. Ezmen Kedemis, the question is, which one comes first? Do we say Michas Nadava Kedemis, Shekein Tuna Shemel Levina? Idilma Michas Saita Kedemis, Shabal Levar Oven. We know that the Saita, by bringing the Mincha Saita, that's how we're able to determine if she's innocent or guilty. Tashma, says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us that the Minchas Chayta Kaidemus L'Minchas Nadava, Minchas Chayta Hu the Kadmel L'Minchas Nadava. So here we see that only the Minchas Chayta comes before the Minchas Nadava. Ha, but the Minchas Chayta does not have that Alacha Loi, it does not come first. Says the Gemara, Mik Tani, does the Mishnah say Neshi Chaparis? Neshi Baal Chayk Tani. Didn't the Mishnah say that the reason that the Michas Chayta comes first is because Mechaperis, it's connected to an Aveira. And the Michas Chayta is also connected to Aveira. So suggest the Gemara that when the Mishnah is speaking about a Micha that's connected to Aveira coming first, it includes a Michas Chayta. Tashma, so the Gemara says, the Braisa says regarding Minchas Zu Kedemes Zu, Shizu Ba Menachiten, a carbon that's brought from wheat comes before Vizu, the Minchas Chayta, comes from a siren from Bali. My lab, Michas Nadava, what is meant in this brisa? That the Michas Nadava that comes from wheat flour comes before the Michas Chayta, which comes from barley flour, says the Gemara Loi. And what's the reason? So I saw that the Nesiv Sakaitis says a very nice pshat. He says, we learned earlier that the Oshem comes before other Kabbonis because the Oshem has more value. The Torah says that the Oshem has to be at least Shtei Kesef. Here too, Chitin are more expensive than Soirim. And since Chitin are more expensive than Soirim, that's why it should come first. Loi, says the Gemara, that's not what the Brice is speaking about. Minchas Chaita, Minchas Soita. Minchas Chaita comes before the Minchas Soita because, but that has no, but if we have a Minchas Soita, Minchas Nadova, it could be that the Minchas Soita comes first because it's connected to Aveiro, says the Gemara. Typically, but ask the Gemara, if we're speaking about Minchas Chaita, Minchas Soita, why did the Brice have to say that the reason it comes first is because it's bom and achit and comes from wheat? Tomach HaParis, why don't we give a better answer? The Minchas Chaita is Mechaper, Vaha, and the Minchas Chaita, the Minchas Soita, Loi Mechaperis. Elamai, what are we going to say? That the Brice is speaking about the Minchas Nadova that comes before the Minchas Soita. So again, ask the Gemara, why did the Brice have to say that the reason is because the Minchas, the Dover comes from Chitin, and the Minchas Soita comes from Soirim? Typically, why don't we just give the other reason? There's, as we learned earlier, the Zutun Shem Levina, the Minchas Nadova has Shem Levina, the Zu ain't Tan Shem Levina. And therefore, says the Gemara, we're not clear what is the Brice speaking about. Is the Brice speaking about Minchas Choyta, Minchas Soita? Or is the Brice speaking about Minchas Nadova and Minchas Soita? And we're not sure how to understand what, why, the Mechad Mitrei Tamanaka. The reason the Tana gave one explanation, the fact that we don't have any proof what this, we don't have a proof what the Braisa is discussing, that it should help us understand what the halacha is. Continues the Gemara, Chatas Oif, Kodemus Loilus Oif. Ask the Mamnon Emeli, from where do we know this halacha, that the Chatas Oif comes before the Oilus Oif? Says the Gemara, Tanar Ban, the Braisa teaches us. The Torah says that if somebody has a chiv to bring two birds as a carbon, one for oil and one for Chatas, the Pasuk says, Ve'ekrev es ashel Chatas Rishoina. What the pasuk coming to teach us? Shein tamaloymer lelamech a ticker of rishoina. The pasuk is not coming to teach us, as the Gemara, that the karma chatas is brought first. Shrei kvan nemar v'sasheni yas oila. So we know that the oila comes second. Ella, what's the pasuk coming to teach us? B'nei av, it's coming to teach us. B'nei av l'kol chatos. Whenever we have a chatas and oila situation, l'kol chatos yignemu l'oila. That we bring a chatas and oila, the chatas always comes first. Bein chatas oif, loila soif, the chatas oif precedes the oila soif. Chatas behema precedes the oila behema. Vafil chatas oif, loila behema. We have a chatas oif and oila behema. The chatas oif comes first. Hilkach, chatas oif, loila soif, the locha that the chatas oif comes before the oila soif. Was learned from the pasuk for Sasheni Yas Oil Kamishbat. The halacha the chatas behema comes to oil behema is what the pasuk says. But the Rabbi Rachmana, the pasuk says, "Vasei say esachatas esachet chatas esachet oil." From here, as we learned previously, the Torah teaches us the chatas comes before the oil. And now, when we have a situation that we have a chatas oif and oil behema, the chatas oif comes first. How do we know that? That's based on the bana of that the Gemara that we just learned. The Tashma asked the Gemara the following question. The Gemara asked a question on the bana av that we just learned. It says the Gemara Tashma. The Braisa teaches us Rabbi Elazar Omer three reasons that when a woman who's a Yoledes, the halacha is that the oil comes before the chatas. Says the Gemara, one reason is, kamakim, that whenever a wealthy person brings a chatas behema, the Torah tells us that if a woman is a Yoledes, she should bring a chatas behema. And the Torah says Neschaf Chattas, that you could bring, instead of that Chattas, you could bring two birds, Echel Chattas Vechel Oila. So not a Chattas Kademis Loila. Because, as we need to understand, she really needed to bring a Karma Chattas. That's what the Torah says to her. If she's a Yoledis, she should bring a Karma Chattas. She, Behema, she couldn't afford it, so the Torah says to bring both a Chattas and an Oila. But since the Torah tells us to bring a Chattas and an Oila, the primary carbon that we're thinking about here is a carbon Chattas. Says the Gemara, even though Chattas Kedemis, because her main carbon is a Chattas, and the Oila is only there for extra reasons. Can Oila Kedemis, in a case where she's bringing Echel Oil Vechel Chattas, the Oila comes first, because the main carbon that she has to bring is an Oila, and the Chattas comes from an Oif, and the Yoledis, a Shira, brings a Behemah L'Oila of Oif L'Chattas. The Nia brings a Behemah S'Oif. So therefore, that comes first. Kamakam Shabal L'Chait, but when a carbon is being brought for an Aveira, there Allah is Chattas Kedemis, we bring the Chattas first. Can, by Yoledis the Oil Kedemis. Kamakam, says the Gemara, wherever an Usher brings one Behemah for Chattas, and the Adni has to bring two Kabonis, Shnaim Boim Tachas Chattas, that brought two Kabonis, Chattas Kedemis. Can, where the Yoledis only brings one Oif in the place of Behemah, and not two oifis. A Yoledis, a wealthy Yoledis, brings a Behemah L'Oil of Oif L'Chattas. A Nia Mikriva brings two oifis, Echel Oil of Echel Chattas. In such a case, the Oil Kedemis. In such a case, the Oil will come first. So we see over here that the Binyan Av says that the Chattas Oif comes before the Oilus Behemah, and here we see now like that answers the Gemara. Omar Abba, what it means to say is, when the Binyan Av said that Chattas comes before Oilus Behemah, it's referring Lemikra Dima Kosev. It's the Torah that we're reading the Pasuk about the Kabbonis. There we have to say Chattas before Oila, but not that the Chattas always, necessarily has to always be brought before the oil. What does it mean, Lemikra? So I saw that the Torah is teaching us that when before somebody would bring a carbon, he would have to read the parasha first. And that here we're learning, and here when we're bringing carbon oil, carbon chattas, we read the parasha of the oil before chattas. And I saw that the Sfasemis explains that this is a lesson that whenever we're doing a mitzvah, we should recognize and understand what we're doing. And by recognizing and understanding we're doing, that's when we'll be able to do the mitzvah properly. I saw that when he would put on tzitzis in the morning, he would say the whole parasha tzitzis to recognize what he's doing. So I saw that Chida explains this Gemara based on the Gemara Masechta Gedushin Daf Lamed. The Gemara there says, Shlosha shutvin yesh ba'adam, there are three shutvin every person. Ava ve'ima v'kadosh baruch hu, his father is mana v'kadosh baruch hu. The gashmias, our bodies, come from our parents. HaKadosh baruch hu gives us our intellect. If somebody did an aveira b'machshava, there he's touching what HaKadosh baruch hu gave us. When somebody does aveira by doing an aveira, he is affecting what we get from our parents. And therefore, the person who does an aveira b'machshava should be chayiv a punishment as much as somebody who does an aveira. He's affecting what he got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his tremendous rachmanis, is not tzarv machshava ol ma'isa. He doesn't think ala machshavas ros, and that's why it's not so. We don't have to bring for the machshava, we only have to bring for the ma'isa. So explains the chida. The oila we know comes al hira alev. Somebody had bad machshava. The chattas comes for doing the aveira. So when it comes for the action of doing the karma chattas, That's more significant, and that's why it comes first. When it comes to the mikra, which relates to the machshava, there, of course, we're talking about Hashem's part before our part, and therefore the mikra comes, the oil before the chatas. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Divrei Tzadikim, that there are two different ways how to serve Hashem. One is that you eat and you drink, and everything you do is L'shem Shemayim, or that you avoid any gashmias, and that's how you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he explains that when the Beis HaMikdash was standing and the Shechina was amongst us, that we did not have to fast. We didn't have to abstain to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we don't have that Shechina amongst us, then it's much harder to serve Hashem through eating and drinking. The oila, we know, is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. The chatas is eaten. So when we bring karm chatas, so there, as we just said, serving Hashem through eating and drinking is a higher level of avodas Hashem than serving Hashem through fasting. And therefore, eating the karm chatas, which has something to eat, comes first. Another explanation I saw is that the Sefer Toldos Adam says, the Pasuk says, Sumira vasei toiv. The Sumira, how do we avoid the Ra? By bringing the Karmachatas. And then the Sei Toiv, which is the Machshava, comes afterwards. And that's why we bring the Oila after the Chatas. But when we Mikra, when it comes to learning Torah, so there, the halach is that the Toiv, somebody who learns Torah, learning Torah comes first, and learning Torah has the ability to bring kapara to a person. Lomina Torah has the ability to bring kapara to a person, even if he didn't just do complete tshuva. That's why mikra, when it comes to Torah, the oila comes first. And as the pasuk says, I saw Rabbi Sacha Dai from Bell says, the pasuk says, Oisi ozvu as terosu l'shimaru. And the Chazal teaches, halvai, oisi ozvu. Halvai that they left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ves terosu l'shimaru. They would learn Torah. By learning Torah, it brings the person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why when it comes to Mikra, which is learning Torah, there the halacha is that it's representing learning Torah. Learning Torah always comes first, mikra. When it comes to maisa, we have to do the karm chatas first. The other pshat in this Gemara is lemikra doesn't mean for learning. It means for being magdish the kabonis. When it comes to actually bringing the kabonis, we bring the chatas before the oil as we're learning. But when you have two animals or birds that you're going to bring as a carbon, the halacha is you should first be magdish the carbon oila, because the carbon oila reminds us of the carbon of the akedah of Yitzchak Avinu, and therefore to remind us of that we bring the oila first. The Rav Eliyahu Dessler in his Sefer Michtel Melio has a different approach. He says when somebody is learning Torah, when somebody is absorbing the panemius of the Torah, he could do tshuva very quickly. But when somebody is doing tshuva just by an act, that doesn't come so easily. The oila, which represents doing an avera, doing tshuva by mikra, by learning Torah, that is always the highest level. That's the highest level of bringing a carbon. The Tyrus Marim gives a different shot. He says that a carbon chatos is brought by a person who did an avera, and the Torah tells this person who did an avera that he has to bring a carbon chatos. A carbon oila is brought as a nedava. It's brought by somebody who did an avera. Chazal teach us, he says, in Masechta Brachos Daf Lamedal Amud Beis, Makom Shebali Tshuva Oimdim, Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Oimdim. The chatos represents the Baal Tshuva. And since the chatos represents the Baal Tshuva, And there's a significant act, the Baal Tshuva is extremely significant. Since the Baal Tshuva is so significant, the Chatas comes before the Oilam. But Lemikra, we're speaking about a person who's just reading the Chumash about the Oilam and the Chatas. This is a person who's just learning what the Torah says. Of course, when we speak about a person who's learning what the Torah says, much more significant is it the person who never did the Avera doesn't need to do tshuva versus the individual who had to do tshuva. And therefore, by Mikra, the oil comes before the Chatas. Toshma, the Braisa says, Gemara again questions, that we learned that the Chatas Behema comes before the oil. The Braisa is Parm Kaidim Elam, Elam Kaidim Kvasim, Kvasim L'Sirim. My love, are we not speaking about the Karban Musaf that's born in Chag HaSukkos? The Kvasim are oil. The Seirim are Chatas. And what do we see here? That the Kvasim, which are the Oila, come before the Seirim, which are Achatis. How can we say that the Chatas always comes before the Oila? Says the Merloi. That's not what the Brice is speaking about. The Brice is not speaking about the Kabbanis that are born in Sukkos. We're talking about Kabbanis, all these animals that are being identified here were brought as Nadova. Parm Kaidim La'elim, Shekein Nisrabim Nisachim. The Parm come before the Elim, because they're more Nisachim by Parim than there are by Elim. Elim come before Kvasim, the Elim come before the Kvasim, because the Nesachim of the Eil are more than the Nesachim of the Kvasim. And Kvasim L'sirim, Shekein Nisraba Ba'alya. When we bring the Kvasim, we also bring the tail of the animal, and Be'sirim, we do not bring the tail. The Gemara, again, focuses on what we're learning, that the Chatas comes before the oil. The Braisa teaches us Parakoyin Mashiach, which we spoke about. If a Kohen Gadol did an Avera, Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol by being anointed with the Shemen HaMishka, if he did an Avera for which is Chayiv Koros B'Mezid, the Aloch is, and there's Par Ham Dovish Tzibur, the Par that Klai Yisrael bring, if Bezdin issued an erroneous decision, and Klai Yisrael acted on that decision, the halacha is the par Klai Mashiach Kodin L'Par Ham Dovish Tzibur. And the Par Ham Dovish Tzibur Kodin L'Par Vez Kechavim, that's the par that's brought as an oila. If Bezdin issued a psak, and based on that erroneous psak, most of Klai Yisrael worshipped Avodah Zorah. And Par Avodah Kechavim Kodin L'Sir Avodah Kechavim. They, besides that they have to bring a par, they also have to bring a sawyer. The Afrika of the par of Kechavim Oila, the Sirav is Kechavim Chatas. So we see from here that the Oila comes before the Chatas, not what we've been learning. Answers the Gemara, Ve'emim the Reisha. Instead of asking this question from the Sefer, let's learn the Reisha. The Reisha said, the Param Davashat Sibur, which is a Kechavim Chatas, Kain Leparav is Kechavim, which is an Oila. So we could have asked the question early in the Braisa. Says the Gemara that the reason why the Gemara did not choose to ask the question from the Reisha, because we're speaking about the Chatas and Oila, are both a par, both a cow. And the Gemara says, when the Chatas and Oila are both from the same type of animal, they're certainly the Chatas Kaidama. The Chatas come first. Ki Amrinan, when we say that the oil comes first, betray Mina. When you have the animals, two different types of animals. The oil that we spoke about is the par. The Chatas is the sar. Ashkhan, but what we see from here is that when you have two different types of animals, the oil comes before the Chatas. Yet we learned that on Amin Aleph that the Chatas Ha'oif comes before the oil's behemoth. They're two different minim. Not only are they two different minim, we're talking about a chatas oif, and yet we learned that the chatas comes first. Answers the Gemara, Ami Merava, Mishmei the Rava Bemari. The Torah, when it speaks about the chatas of Eretz Kechavim, the Torah spells it missing an aleph. Normally the word chatas is spelled ches tes aleph sof. And here it says, The word chatos is missing, the aleph, to teach us that this is different than in all other situations. And here, the halacha is that the oila comes before the chatos. Another teretz, why the chatos comes before the oila, says the Gemara b'mishpat k'sibu. The Torah says, to teach us that it should be following the way the pasuk teaches us what the halacha is. And in the pasuk, the Torah speaks about the oila before the chatos. The Gemara goes back what we spoke about before, that the kvasim come before the serum. And the Gemara assumed, which the Gemara actually walked away from, that we're talking about the karbonis that are brought on Chag HaSukkos, that the kvasim are oila and the serum are chatos. And therefore we had a question, how is that correct? That means that the oil is brought before the chatos, and the halach is that always, as we've been saying, the chatos comes before the oil. To which we responded, which the Gemara responded, we're not speaking about the kabbonis that are brought in Sukkos, we're talking about the kabbonis that are brought as a nedava. And there the Gemara is teaching us that if they're all the same type of carbon, which animal comes first? Says the Gemara, now that we learned the word kemishpat, when the Torah says the word kemishpat, the Torah means with the word kemishpat to teach us, do it exactly as is said. I feel a time of Purim the Chag, says the Gemara, even we speak here about the Purim of Sukkos, kemishpatam ksebei, the Torah says the words kemishpatam, and now we're learning that even though normally the halach ought to be that the chatos comes before the oila, but if the Torah used the words kemishpatam, what the Torah is trying to teach us with the word kemishpatam is to follow the exact order mentioned in the Torah, even if it means that the oila would come before the chatos. Ibailu asked the Gemara, chatos oif oilus behema, or meiser. So we have to decide what comes first. Ezmem kaidem, which should be from first. Take them chatos oif. If we're going to say that the chatos oif should come first, because as we've been learning, that the chatos always comes before the oila, it can meiser the kaidem law. We learned that the halach is the meiser. In the Mishnah, we learned the meiser comes before chatos. Lick the meiser. So you're going to say that the meiser should come first. Ika oilus behema the kadmalei. The oilus behema comes before meiser, because the oilus behema, as we learned, is kolul. Take the oilus behema. If you're going to say do the oilus behema first, so now we have a different problem. Ika chatos koif the kadmalei. We learned that the chatos oif always comes before the oila. Says the Gemara Hachad Tergima, here in Bavel they answered, Min Zevach Adav. What makes the Meiser special is that it's a carbon that's brought from an animal. That is the most important quality, and that's why it comes first. Marava Amri, in Etz Yisrael, they said, the Chatos Oif comes first. Because the Oilus Behema is Kodesh Kedoshim. The Oilus Behema is Kolul, it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. But yet the Torah said, as we've been learning in our shir today, that the chatos oif comes before the oilus behema, even though the oilus behema is a zevach. So the fact that it's a zevach is discounted. So here too, the chatos oif comes first. Says the Gemara, Eilabo, oilus behema b'chatos oif, v'agba m'maisa. So what happens here is that the fact the Meiser is min zevach, is discounted. Why is the fact that Meiser min zevach discounted? Because if you think about it, the oiler is also a min zevach. And yet, even though the oiler is a min zevach, the Torah teaches us that the chatos oif should comes first. So if that's the case, the halach of chatos oif should come before Meiser. And therefore, the order will be chatos oif come in this situation, chatos oif will come first.